Well, Chicago is also the setting of a new film by Spike Lee that takes its cue from the playwright Aristophanes as it takes on the issue of gang violence. In Chi-Raq, girlfriends and wives of Chicago gang members, angered by the death all around them, vow that until their men stop shooting, they will abstain from sex.
I will deny all rights of access or entrance
from every husband, lover, or male acquaintance.
Joining us now is NPR's film critic Bob Mondello. Bob, thanks for coming in.
Hey, Eric. It's good to be here.
Bob, Spike is using an ancient Greek drama to address a contemporary issue. Does it work?
Oh, yeah. That's the wonderful thing about using classical theater to do this. I used to be a theater critic before I was a movie critic, and it is customary for people who are doing Shakespeare or ancient Greek theater to use those classical plays to address contemporary issues. And in this case, he took Lysistrata. Lysistrata was a show in which the women of Athens got together under Lysistrata's direction and decided to withhold sex from their partners who were making war. They'd been involved in a 30-year Peloponnesian War at that point. I think it's a kind of a wonderful approach to a social issue that, for the most part, is tackled in films in a more realistic and kind of non-productive way.
And you don't need to be an aficionado of ancient Greek drama to get it. Right?
No, not at all. Spike Lee has a natural touch with this kind of material. He makes it really interesting and fun. And he's gotten a little bit of flack about the movie because people keep calling it a comedy, which it isn't really. It's a satire. And satire is how we deal with major social issues in sort of comic form. And nobody thinks that, for instance, Jon Stewart is making just idle comedy of the news events that he covers that he covered in The Daily Show. But for some reason in films, people expect things to fall neatly into categories like comedy and tragedy, and they don't really.
Where do you see this film, Bob, in the context of Spike Lee's body of work? Is this something of a return for him?
Well, I have not been thrilled with the results of his last few pictures, but this felt to me like a return to the sort of thing that he was doing in Do the Right Thing or in She's Gotta Have It, where he's dealing with social issues. He's dealing with them in a very strong and forceful and comic way to make his points and make people think. What is different about this one is he's a much more accomplished filmmaker today than he was in the early 80s.
Let's listen to another scene from the film. This is John Cusack, who plays Father Mike Corridon, who's railing here against the violence and the unwillingness of the community to step forward. Let's listen.
Cynics say, well, if I snitch, I'll be killed too. First of all, when a murderer walks free, we are all in danger. But if multiple folks come forward, multiple folks who witness these murders, there is no one target. What makes someone a target is not the shooter. What makes someone a target is the community that surrenders to fear.
Bob, the film's premiere became a moment for a march against gun violence. Jennifer Hudson, who plays a mother who loses her daughter to gun violence, actually lost family members to gun violence in real life.
Yeah.
There's a lot of resonance here of what's going on in society now.
Well, there really is. And, that clip you just played is very interesting in the context of the film. Most of the movie is in verse, which I thought a very brave and kind of crazy thing to do. But that's how Lysistrata was written, of course. That sequence is not, and it gains enormous power from being different from everything else in a way that you don't really connect at first, because he does a lot of repetition in his sermon so that you feel as if things are sort of rhyming, but they're not really. And I think that the effect of that in this particular scene is really powerful. The other scenes you're just talking about with Jennifer Hudson is, if you know about her family history, it is especially powerful to see her scrubbing her daughter's blood from the sidewalk at one point. This is in a lot of respects a very, very powerful film.
The film is Spike Lee's Chi-Raq. The film critic is NPR's Bob Mondello. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.